Hey, Bob. Where is the store?
I'm gonna have someone else's eyeballs on me. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good night.
And good midnight.
Happy dawn.
Yep. Thanks for waking up and putting on the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Thank
this
you, guys.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
If we can help you a little bit today, we will.
We want to.
That's all we're going to talk for the rest of the episode.
About your morning. Go make some pancakes.
Ooh, pancakes do sound good.
Pancakes are always good.
But waffles are better.
Waffles.
That's the hot take, I guess. Anyway, this is the Tucked In Tea podcast.
You say that's
a
hot cake?
Yeah. This is a Tucked In Tea podcast.
Yes, it sure is. Is that what? Yep.
And you know what that means? Why it's called the Tucked In Tea podcast? Do you know that?
It means that we have shirts that are too small, so we must tuck them in.
Because if we raise our arms, a belly button will show.
Oh.
So we gotta tuck them in.
Is that what you meant?
No. The reason we're called here at the Tucked In Tea podcast, it is because... Because just imagine with me, you see a homeschooler.
Seeing him.
Yep. And usually, you know, not too worried about the fashion, not too worried about the looks. So he just tucks in his t-shirt. That's a little odd, we think. But think about it. It's acceptable in his household. And we just want this podcast to be acceptable in the households of homeschoolers across the nation.
Yes.
And I think that's a pretty good description of our podcast.
Yeah, great reminder, Alex. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, and some people are new, some people are old, some people are medium.
Okay.
Trent, we should do a quick game.
All right, let's game it up.
I've seen a lot of people do this, so it's not new to us, but this is the first time we're doing it. So we say a random word.
Okay.
And then we try to see how many tries it takes us to get to the same word.
What if it takes us all episode?
That'd be a pretty boring episode.
Think of all the words we have to think of. Are you ready?
I don't know that many words. Okay, let's try. Ready? One,
two,
three.
Forest.
Grocery. Okay, grocery and forest.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Brown.
Green. Oh, went the same
route.
We went
same color. Okay.
I don't know if you'll get this one. Let's see.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Outdoor.
Oh, tree outdoor. Okay.
One, two, three. Pine.
Why didn't I say anything?
You left me hanging.
Oh, I had all the pine
tree
in the world.
I'm hanging on that pine tree. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's
I
really
feel
fine.
It's time. How did I not say anything?
I don't know. You just looked into your mic expecting it to tell you something.
Come on.
Give me a word.
Well, let's try that again. Pine and nothing.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Needle.
Evergreen needle.
Needle evergreen.
Okay.
One, two, three,
Christmas. Okay.
One, two, three, snow. Yes, we got it. Okay.
What are the chances we go from produce to a grocery forest to the snow? How great.
The snow.
That's the beauty of this game.
I'm really impressed on the second try. We both thought of a color.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that.
And then we kind of went away from each other for a
then
little bit.
Then we said, bye, we'll see you soon.
Well, we went back up together at snow, so that's good.
Yes.
Ugh, Christmas is almost here. I think it's like 74 days.
That's crazy.
Oh, at the time of listening, well, actually, I don't know when you're listening, but on Monday, if you're listening, it'll be 72 days.
Don't fact check him.
Do it. Fact check me. I don't care.
Did you know my birthday is exactly 2 months before Christmas?
Did you plan that out?
Yeah, I said, okay, let me see. Okay, yeah, this will work.
Yeah, you know, you did a lot of scheduling.
I didn't want presents to overlap, you know?
Yeah,
everyone's got those Christmas birthday presents, so I tried to put enough space, and I said this, that's why it was a little early.
Yeah, if you guys don't know.
Why would they know?
Well, you should know.
No, I don't think they would know.
Just by looking at you, you can tell. Trent is a preemie. He's premature.
All right, Alex, how was your week?
I had a great week.
Yeah.
Yeah, where we left off last week was that Saturday, and so that next day.
We usually leave off weeks on a Saturday, don't we?
We left that week in the dust, and I started off this new week going to a smaller church, and I was helping out there in the junior church, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
On the way there, I tried something I've never tried before.
You hitchhiked?
No. I intake this.
Oreo Coke.
And I've seen, no. We'll get there.
Me too.
What?
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 Okay, keep going.
I didn't know you tried it.
What?
Okay, that'll be later.
Okay, go.
I've seen this as a trend. A lot of people are getting this, and it's the most random thing that people assume they like.
Pie.
Say it on three. One, two, three. Starbucks Blubber, water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Yeah. It's supposed to be good water.
Is that a thing now?
People always get Starbucks
and water. And one of the guys I was driving with, he was like, yo, can we stop by Starbucks and get a water? I was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we had definitely enough time.
It's free to be
early. Yeah, it's free.
It's free.
But I feel so weird driving through and just getting a water.
Oh, yeah. I'll take 17 large waters, please. At what point do you think they make you pay? Think they ever make you pay for water?
I don't know. So, like, whenever I ordered it, I felt weird. I was like, can I get three ice waters, please? And whatever that costs is totally fine. She's like, no. I was like, okay.
Well, everyone gets those. Everyone goes to Starbucks for ice water.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's a thing.
Where am I? I'm out of the loop.
Personally, I'm more of an Arby's ice water guy. But not in the weekdays.
It was a good water.
Great water.
It was a great water.
Man, that hydrated.
It is true, though. Some waters taste nasty. Like Chick-fil-A water. I love Chick-fil-A, but their water.
Can you blanket statement that as yes, every location?
I'm standing on this thing.
Okay.
Yep.
You laid a blanket on them and you're on top.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A water, worst water of all.
We should do a water rating of water fast food.
Why do I feel like I've seen that somewhere before?
Why do I feel like we should do it, though?
Maybe on the Patreon.
Why do I feel like that'd get views?
Should we do it on the Patreon?
Nah, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, and a waste of water.
It's true.
We have too much of it anyway.
We don't have time for that. Nor do we have enough low water count in our bodies to intake that
much. What do you think would win for you, though? You think Starbucks would win?
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like McAllister's would have a great cup of water.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I heard HGO has good water, too.
Is McAllister's fast food, though? Well, Starbucks fast food?
It's pretty fast. You can get food.
I don't know if it's fast.
Starbucks is all right. You forget for coffee, it's like, it's coffee, but it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah. What was that? Oh, yeah. So I was going to that church, and yeah, we just had that junior church there, and it was a good time. Had a blast. Trent, I don't really play much video games, but I played a college football
video game. I've seen that, yeah.
That was actually really, really fun.
I've never played, but I've seen it. It really surprised me when it came out. I didn't think they'd ever make one.
But they did.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. Would you say?
Well, I used to have one when I was a kid because they stopped in 2014.
Oh, I didn't know they used to make them.
I think 2014 was the last year they made it.
Wow.
Look at me. I know everything about video games.
All right.
Ask me anything.
What was the best team? Did they have like certain teams that were just too powerful?
I should remember. I think Texas was number one.
Really?
Yes. No. I think it was Alabama. No. So okay. I remember now. Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia, Ohio State, and then I can't remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy they didn't put Michigan because Michigan won.
Michigan was like seven.
But Michigan won that year.
They're seven. Okay. Be happy with seven.
No. We deserve more. We deserve higher.
No, but it was like this year. Like they based it on this year.
Do they update the game every year? They based it off this year, not last
yeah.
year?
Yeah, they based it off the year.
Coming. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I mean, Michigan made the front cover, so I was happy with that.
There you go. Anyway, there's the video game talk of the week.
Which we always have every week.
So join us next week where we'll talk about Minecraft. You even forgot to mention SpongeBob for the second episode in a row.
Yeah. You know what someone reminded me of that I said I would mention, but what? I never have? Remember when I talked about I'd say a Bob Ross fact? I was at the gym last night, and a guy from school here came up to me and he said, "You never mentioned any more Bob Ross facts."
Was it Micah?
Yeah,
dude, I was walking by the bathroom in the dorm, uh-huh. and I just hear, dun, 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 "Thank you for listening."
No way.
And I just opened the door, and I gave him like a look, and I just laughed and kept walking. I was like,
that's funny.
That's my thing. Those are my words. I came up with those words.
Okay. Oh, oh my goodness. I've never noticed this. Okay. Do you want a Bob Ross fact right now? Back me up. I guarantee you, you've never noticed this about Bob Ross. Did you know he was missing a finger?
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if that was behind his, whatever the paint thing is. What do you call that?
Palette?
Like his paint palette.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like his paint palette board. I wonder if he hid it behind there. He worked as a carpenter when he was a teen with his dad, and his left index finger was a casualty of the job. Oh, man. Since he held the palette with his left hand to paint, you need to look closely to spot it. That's crazy. So there you go. Bob Ross was missing a left index finger. That would be pointer. I believe index is your second.
The ring finger? I know it as the ring finger.
What's your... okay, now I have to find that out. I don't know fingers by name.
Wow. I've never named... I mean, I know this one is Piggy. And this one is...
This is Piggy.
That was dumb.
Yeah, you're right. This is a pointer finger. Wow, okay, yeah. So that's a prominent finger.
Hey, Bob, where is the store?
You have to point with every other finger.
Just four fingers that way.
Yikes. As a teenager, too. Can you imagine not having an index finger right now?
How would I play the piano?
You don't.
Yeah, right.
oddly enough, this ties in. I saw something yesterday that only had an index finger.
Please tell me it wasn't a human.
It was not a human.
What was it?
It was a crosswalk sign, and it made me laugh. It was the stop hand, but yeah. Every finger but the index and the thumb. So it was making an L. So it was like just holding an L up. It was so funny.
Anyway, it's telling you to wait. It's like, loser, you're waiting.
Anyway, so I didn't think I'd be able to tie that in today, but that actually worked. So there you go. Are you looking for something?
Was I saying something before we started talking about Bob Ross?
Talking about ice water.
And then...
So you talked about the whole trip Sunday, and then you went in the water.
Okay. And then that's where we are now?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, Bob Ross water. Ever had it? I'm looking that up. That's definitely a thing.
Definitely. There's Bob Ross energy drinks.
There's Bob Ross everything.
I know that. I've seen that one. What? Oh, because we went video game talk. Bob Ross talk. And that's just the natural, you know... progression of a podcast, I think
that's just what happens.
I think that's what most podcasts do.
So I'm not saying a water, Bob Ross water.
Oh, well, we can make it.
It's a surprise. It's not a thing. Shopping? There's water, like paint. Oh, there is. Oh, no, it's the energy drink.
Oh, yeah. My brother had an energy drink of Bob Ross one time. I saw that.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, that was my Sunday last week. It was actually, I had a good time.
Good, good. That was a long tangent. Sorry, folks.
We went a ways.
Sorry, friends.
What about your week? What did you do?
Just a lot of midterms.
Oh, goodness. That's it. Yeah, it was midterms here this week. So anytime that we wanted to do anything, we spent.
We were hindered.
Midterming. Although, we didn't have too hard of midterms, to be honest, just because a lot of them were take home or really simple. Like one midterm, we just have to write out 5 sentences.
Yeah, I don't know how that's a midterm. But hey, I'm not complaining.
I wouldn't call it
a midterm. I'm not complaining.
But you can go ahead and give me 100 on that, and I'll be on my way.
I don't know if you got 100. I saw your sentences.
They were adequate sentences, thank you.
They had subjects and complements.
And a predicate and a predicate nominative.
Yes, they were indicative.
Very declarative as well.
I don't know. That's a lot of things to be. Speaking of class time, someone gave me a toothpick this week during class. It was one that had the cinnamon taste to it.
Oh.
So it was like a breath good smeller toothpick. Yeah. And I am not a fan of cinnamon.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've said that before.
Are you talking like podcast. Hot cinnamon or just like normal cinnamon? Because hot cinnamon is like that hot tamale kind of flavor.
Yeah, I think all cinnamon to me tastes... It was a hot cinnamon.
I don't like those.
Did I tell you the story in Branson when I ate the taffy that was cinnamon? I think I said that on here.
I don't remember it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell it again for you and folks back wherever you are, home, work, the grocery car. Store, the car, the dorm. You might hear twice. Bathroom. You might hear twice, so I'm sorry. Okay, I was taking a drink of good old coffee. Okay, so we're in Branson. We went to the taffy store, the store where they sell taffy.
Oh, really?
And I said, oh, this makes me laughy in this taffy store. And so we're in there, and we're chatting with the guy. He said there's over 300 flavors of Laffy Taffy. I don't know, something crazy. I was like, oh, do you make all your taffy here? He's like, well, we make some of it. The other ones we import from Colorado. And nice. I actually don't remember where.
The hub of taffy.
Known, world-renowned, known as the taffy king.
Yep, you're going to Colorado? Oh, bring back some taffy.
Home of the taffy. Where the taffy never sets. And so we're asking, he says, I actually have a special kind of taffy back here behind the counter. You want to try it? I said, okay, what is it? He said, it's cinnamon. And he said, but it's very, very cinnamon. Like... Do you know those atomic fireballs that you did as a kid?
Yes.
He said it was 100 times worse. Like Whoa. More cinnamon than Whoa. That. So I had it and I was bawling. I was crying.
Really?
Yeah, I was crying. Yeah, you I had no choice.
On the podcast. That's
and my little sisters and my brother and mom and dad are eating it. They're just looking at me and I'm like.
They were fine with it?
They weren't crying, but it was just making me water.
That is so funny.
I was watering like crazy.
You're just, it's so good.
And then as soon as I swallowed, it was gone. There was no more cinnamon.
Oh.
And I would never do that again. And so this week I had more cinnamon. I was really reminded I don't like cinnamon, hot cinnamon flavored stuff. Like hot tamales.
I understand that.
I don't eat those for enjoyment.
No.
No.
Only to eat those to stay awake in church.
But if you're talking about like brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts, give me them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, normal cinnamon. Yeah. It's very good.
Give me it.
Put it just on everything.
Generic cinnamon. I'll eat it up.
By itself.
Give me a bowl of cinnamon.
There used to be a challenge called the Cinnamon Challenge where people would eat a spoonful of cinnamon. But
that sounds
it's
really
so
dumb.
Dry that they'd choke. And I think there might have been a couple casualties.
What? You're just going to drop that like that?
That's why I said it in a silent tone.
Okay. That's really sad. Don't do that, guys. Yeah. Don't do that. Well, Alex, should we get into some stuff?
That we would often call. Yes, we're going to get into fan mail.
Fan mail.
This week we only have one. So, bummer for us. So, you can go ahead and read that one.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it actually has a picture with it too.
Oh, nice. Let me take out my phone so I can see.
Okay. This one's from our friend Kyle. Are we dropping last names?
No.
Okay. This is from our friend Kyle. Hi, Kyle. And he says, why, hello there, Alex and Trent. It's the Kyle, and I have been eager to write fan mail because I finally have got around to it. So, yay. Starting off, I just want to say that I didn't think I would enjoy this kind of podcast simply because I am not a podcaster, but has truly grown on me and has brightened, all caps, my days, just like a fresh, cool drink of water on a hot day, or like a gift on Christmas morning. It brings me joy. Hardy Eyes face. Alex's laugh is...
Star Eyes face.
What?
They're not Hardy Eyes.
Mine... Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, over this email, they're red. Are they red on yours?
Nope, not even a little bit.
So the stars are red on here, so it looks like Hardy Eyes. Okay. Sorry about that.
I apologize to you.
No, I'm glad you corrected me, because I was like, okay, Hardy Eyes. Awkward. Okay. Alex's laugh is one of my favorite aspects of the pod and has risen to top two of my favorite laughs.
Wow. Hey, nice.
He has a laugh tier list. I cannot wait to hear Narbis's next adventure and next sigh. Should we give him a Narbis sigh?
Hey, come on out, Narby.
The little theme songs get me every time and are deeply enjoyed as well as the spiritual note at the end. Really, everything about it is awesome, including you both. Keep up the good work, my friends. Smiley face. And he says, P.S. I may not have a story, but I do have a Narbis keychain animal. And he sends a picture of a little tiny turtle stuffed animal
like
keychain.
It's like that here.
It's pretty swell. Sweet. Thank you, Kyle.
Awesome. That was the one and only today.
And I think that is a great standalone email.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, thank you. I'll tell you in person when I see you.
Yes. I live in close quarters to this, Kyle.
I played two quarters with this Kyle of basketball.
Oh, did you?
No.
I didn't think so. Well, that was, I guess that's
it. I guess that's it.
Yep, that was fan mail.
Fan mail.
If you didn't know by us telling you a couple times.
Alex.
Yo.
I played pickleball.
Ooh, sporty guy.
Yeah, last night. You want to hear how it went?
Please tell me.
Okay, so we're playing with, so how it works here at the school does things where there's families that go to the church connected with the school. And I mean, you know this, but I'm just kind of over explaining this for those who are listening. And they kind of like take students as they adopt them, air quotes. And so they like take them out to eat every once in a while and have them over and just like be nice to them. So last time we went with my fiance's, the couple from the church that are her quote unquote adopted parents. And so we went and played some pickleball.
I love that game.
Play some pickleball outside, some outdoor courts. And, you know, you've played with me before. I've played with you before. And I'm not the greatest. I mean, mostly serving is bad for me. I know you're probably top 10 server in the world. But for me, I'm pretty bad.
It just dropped to 11. So, yep, just got out of it.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. Alex knows how to serve the pickle. I can't. So I'm not a good server, but I mean, I volley well, but I need some practice. Anyway, my fiance hadn't played once before. I'd never played with her, but I was very impressed. Like, she was probably my level or better. So I was very impressed with that. She did way better than I did last night that we played. She wouldn't say so, but she definitely did. And so we're playing. And so this couple, they're playing with us. And then one of their they have two little daughters, and one of them was like not feeling great, so the mom took her back home. So it was just the dad there. And so what? Why are you laughing? That's not funny. She was not feeling good, dude.
Sorry.
She was just not feeling great. There's no reason to laugh about that.
Sorry, Kyle just wants to hear me laugh, so that's
oh right. Maybe pick a different time to laugh. Maybe not right now.
All right, I'll wait.
Okay. So it's just the dad there. And so he's going to play us both of us versus him. And we're playing best 3 out of 5 on this pickleball match like that. 1 versus 2. And he beat us three rounds in a row.
That is impressive.
And I was trying to like get him cross court, you know, hit it other side. And he was catching up, and it was mostly his serves that got us. He served like you did,
okay.
Real low, right over the net, real tight serve. And so,
and you said he's played.
As far as I know, that was the second time he's ever played. They played on Tuesday to warm up for this.
Wow,
for Friday they were ready.
Fun,
and it worked. So I'm gonna have to get better.
Yeah,
it was still a lot of fun.
It's always fun,
but I was kind of disappointed in myself.
It's all right. You'll get over it.
Yeah, I already am.
No, stop beating yourself up for it. I, you know, before the podcast, he was still down in the dumps about it.
No, I wasn't.
But, dude, those tears weren't for nothing. I know. It's not because you were eating hot cinnamon Laffy Taffy, all right?
Laffy Taffy. We should ask Big Laffy Taffy to make a cinnamon one.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, we're good. This morning we did engagement photos, and I couldn't even smile because I was so bummed out about pickleball.
The photographer. The photographer. All right, guys, go ahead and say cheese. I can't. Like, how can I say cheese when I can't even pickle?
Spicy pimento. That's crazy. That was a good line. I like that.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. I didn't give it credit right when it was said, but no. I like it.
Hey, now you're giving me all the credit. So
everybody, give credit to Alex.
Round of applause.
Give credit where credit is due.
Thank you guys. No, stop. Seriously.
Okay, we will. Man. All right, no more credit. Stop out there. I hear you, Kyle.
Kyle.
No more credit.
He's always giving me credit.
Really?
No debit.
It's like, man, it's just cash. Cash. In a cashless society. You're just like a handful of cash in a cashless society, Alex.
Appreciate that.
Invaluable.
Precious.
Anyway, pictures this morning were really fun. We had a good time with that. And not much to say about it, but it was fun.
Hey, get your pictures taken.
I'm usually not a fan of pictures, especially because we did sunrise. And I
So that's pretty early, huh?
Yeah, I left about 6:30 to go take some pictures. It was worth it. We went to like some outdoor nature stuff. A little nature.
Honestly, I just realized if that was me, I'd have to wake up like at 4 a.m. just so I could get rid of my bags underneath my eyes.
Okay, the goal was to wake up at 5.
Yeah.
I woke up, I woke up probably about 6:10.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was not a good way to start the day, but I hope I don't look too tired. I think the lady can use Photoshop, so I'm going to have someone else.
Someone else's face.
I'm going to have someone else's eyeballs on me.
Maybe some AI can generate.
I'm going to have these giant eyes. They're going to be like brown and no eyelashes. Yep.
It's going to always look better than your eye bags, I guess. That's pretty funny. Anyway, so you mentioned you played pickleball. Well, I played a little sporty time myself.
A little sporty time.
Yeah, I played golf this week.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, and I play golf, and normally I don't.
Did
I do
you
all right.
Rack the ball?
I did. I golfed it, and I did not bad job.
I'm sorry, that was an ugly laugh. I just breathed everything I had into the microphone. This the way you said that was so funny. I did not bad job.
I didn't
I'm sorry.
Do,
that
I didn't
really,
do a bad job.
That really got me. Okay. We're good.
But yeah.
I won't wheeze anymore.
We did a scramble. So if you didn't know, that means two people hit the same ball.
You take three eggs.
Get a spatula.
Pour in some milk.
Ew, don't do that.
What?
Nope, we're not. No. No milk. We are not endorsing that on this podcast.
Yes, milk makes them fluffy.
No. If you put milk in your eggs, I have some serious issues with you.
All right. So you like eggs are like the tarmac in the hottest summer, just flat, flat and hot.
I enjoy eggs in their pure
form.
Form.
And you should drink it. Drink the eggs. You should be like that kid from the youth rally.
Oh, man.
Egg
oh,
in the
man.
Face.
No, it's got to go in my face.
All right. You know, we can talk about this later.
Yes. Anyway, scramble means that you hit the same ball. Two people do, and you just play whoever hit the better one. Anyway, yeah, my team ended up winning. Me and Tundra.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and Tundra?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know you guys
were
on
the same thing.
Did you bring the drive power? The iron power?
Honestly, I don't know what I brought.
The putt power?
I just brought a little bit of everything, but normally I don't.
I just did it all. I don't know what to say. I just did everything.
No, we did a good job of like picking each other up when one person hit a bad shot, and I probably should be better at golf, but I'm not. So it was fun when you play good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it always makes it funnier. That was my sporty time of the week. All right, so we went video game talk, Bob Ross talk, sports talk. Now, time for...
Ted.
Ted. Hey, Ted. Let's talk about you.
Let's see. I think I had something else written down, actually.
Well, read it.
Nope, I did. Okay. I talked about it all. Okay. I talked about it all. We can do locked in, locked out.
Let's do the locked in and the locked out.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember mine.
Okay.
My locked in was someone who has a picture of an animal in their room, and that was confirmed. We did have that.
Wow.
From Abe, Gwen, and Charlotte, all the way in the West Coast.
Do you know what kind of animal it was?
No idea.
Did they just say, how did they tell you?
I got a text from their mother.
Oh, okay, okay. Sweet. Well.
So they are locked in for the week.
I had one that was a selfie with a squirrel.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And we got that confirmed.
Yep.
In a way.
In a way.
It wasn't quite a selfie. It was a picture of his daughter with a squirrel.
But it was of oneself.
But it was of oneself with a squirrel in the frame. Therefore, we would call it a squirrel selfie.
A squirrely selfie.
Squirrely selfie.
So good. I probably picked about the worst locked out of all time.
Okay, okay,
20
okay.
plus shoes.
Yep.
I got two people that said that they did. One being my own sister.
Yeah. One being myself. I forgot.
Well, I locked myself out on accident. Yeah. Kind of wild that you would have that much for your feet when you only have 2 feet. But I kind of understand. I understand. But I just feel like you can only wear one at a time is what one father says.
You put one foot in, the other foot out, then you put the other foot back in.
Hey, we put our shoes on the same way.
No matter how you wear them.
Everyone puts their shoes on the same way as you.
Do we put our shoes on the same way? What shoe goes first for you?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And left.
Mm-hmm.
And then right sock, and then left sock.
Then the pants. Then the tie, then my dress shirt.
I like to switch things around.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. I've seen a lot of little children recently with their shoes backwards, and it's so funny.
What?
Yeah, like, just on the bus and like at church. Oh, that's... It's just, it seems to happen like all the time.
Okay. I'm
just
noticing. You meant like the left one is on their right foot.
Yes, sorry. Okay.
What do you think? Their toe was <you're> back. Their toe was pointed backwards.
Yeah, I'm just seeing a lot of kids like that now.
I was like, how? Are you sure they're not walking backwards or something? They have some issue. It's like, your shoes are... Oh, never mind. Your legs are backwards.
Wow, you're really making it dark today. Such a sunny looking day. Oh my goodness, something happened last night. We had Oreo Coke.
Oreo Coke.
Did you have an Oreo Coke?
Not last night.
But this week?
This week I did. On the day of golf.
Okay, what do you think?
I thought it was not bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to ever like drink it again.
That's exactly what I said. I mean, we don't want to make this just a big review podcast, but I think you should go out and try one, folks.
I would
get your friends to buy you one.
Absolutely worth trying.
Get your friends to buy you one.
Spend as much money as you have to on it.
Okay. I don't know about that.
You have to try one. I think everyone in the world should try one.
I think for mixing those two flavors, they did an excellent job because it wasn't gross.
Yeah, not bad.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't gross.
Did you know they made Coke Oreos?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So they made Coke Oreos. I tried one of those as well.
Okay.
But like a couple weeks ago, I tried that one. I mean, not horrible. Like I said, worth a try.
But you can't really beat an original Oreo.
No. No. You really can't.
No, you really can't.
I realized that I spoke way away from the mic. it's actually interesting about the Oreo is that they put not necessarily Pop Rocks, but something like it. So when you eat it afterwards, you have that.
Oh, you have the fizz
in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
To wreck your mouth. No, just for the carbonation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wait, did you say you had something from last night, or was that the Oreo Coke?
That was the Oreo Coke.
Okay, I was going to say something as well.
Or as other people call it, the sandwich cracker cookie.
Wait, we didn't even finish Locked In, Locked Out.
We didn't?
No. Okay.
How did that happen?
So we just said shoes, okay? Am I locked out? Okay. So, who's your locked out? That's what we're getting. I'm so sorry. If anyone today, this week, has issues with organization, this podcast is probably the worst one you've ever heard in your life.
We are all over the place. Yikes.
Let's get back on track here.
Okay.
You're locked out was who?
I think I said someone who owns two pairs of shoes.
Oh, only two, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. I didn't get any confirmation.
Nope.
I wasn't expecting it.
Okay.
But I did whittle down my shoe collection to two pairs.
Did you?
No.
Just so I'm kidding.
Just so I'd be locked out. Yeah. I gotta be locked out.
All right, my locked in for this week is someone who knows how to bake cookies by memory.
You want some cookies.
I'm not going to say I don't, but I am going to say I do. I do want cookies.
Okay.
You can make cookies, why not make me some and give them to me?
Why not make me some?
Why not?
If you could, why wouldn't you?
Well, let's have some tangible fan mail. How about that?
Tangible fan mail. Send it in to drdpodcast@gmail.com.
If you can email,
mail your cookies.
We'll send you our address.
Yeah.
If you have cookies. But no, that is
or my turtle.
Locked in. So you don't need a recipe. You don't need help. You can just whip up some cookies. That'd be great. Then you'd be locked in.
Then you sure would be locked in.
Yes.
My locked in is someone who can say the alphabet backwards on command. Easy.
Okay. Okay.
Not thinking about it. Just do it.
Can you?
No. C-Y-X-W-V. That's all I got.
Wow. Z-Y-X-W-V-U-W.
Z-Y-X-W-V-W-V-Z-Y-X.
No, my ABC is the next time. What you see?
I want Z-Y-X-W-V-Q-R-T-U-V-V-W-V-Z.
That's my favorite car. The VWZ.
The VWZVV.
Okay, so my locked out for this week is someone who likes their eggs with milk.
Nah, I'm locked out again. You always lock me out. I don't understand what's wrong with that.
That's so...
No. Have you had it?
Yes. That's every time you go to a hotel.
And it's fluffy. Okay, well, those aren't real eggs. You just went caveman on me. What just happened?
I was mocking you.
Someone defaulted, Alex.
Okay. You're locked out, Trent. Why do people listen to this?
I don't know.
Who's your locked out?
My locked out is... Okay, someone who eats a raw egg.
So no predators out there like snakes. If you're listening out there,
stop. You're locked out. No more.
All right. No eating raw eggs. Actually, don't do that. Whoever you are. Okay.
I wanted to try it.
No.
Okay.
I will not let
you. Okay, never mind.
You will not. At least you won't in front of me. How about that?
Okay, it's a good thing you're only around me 23 hours of the day.
You can sneak away for a little bit.
I can sneak away for an hour and just down some eggs. I walk around
Hey,
the corner.
What are you doing there? Hey, Trent, you locked yourself in your room for a while.
Nothing.
Oh. I just hear the crack.
Every time I'm like, Alex, what's over there? Cracking eggs.
I swear you had a dozen of eggs just a minute ago.
Didn't you have 24? What are you talking about? Yo, what's over there? Just walked around every corner and crack an egg. Anyway, that's very random. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I won't be alive if it happens.
You shan't.
Alex, we're looking at a good time. Do you have a good thought of the week?
Yes, I do. I do have a good thought of the week. A lot of people have probably heard this already, but it's something a lot of people haven't. Basically, it's just the principle of sowing and reaping. Mm. That's been on my heart this week, and I even gave it as a devo last night. But so that's why people have heard it. But if you haven't, and if you have, here's it again. the principle of sowing and reaping is quite true. We see it in nature. We see it in other people's lives. We see it in our lives, right? And so if we know this to be true, and we know that it has happened, and we know that it will happen, then it only makes sense that right now we should be making conscious decisions, because we know that there's an eventual harvest of these seeds that are being sown right now. And so the Bible gives us, you know, the seeds of the flesh and the seeds of the spirit. And just the outcomes of those are completely different things. One would be of corruption, and one would be of everlasting life. And so just it really got me thinking this week of what kind of seeds am I sowing in my life? Am I doing things in a way that's pleasing to God? Mm-hmm. What I'm doing, and will it bring forth things that I want in a more desirable harvest, you know?
Yeah.
And so even if it's something like as simple as social media, it the way I'm using it, how is that seed? Am I using it to be a seed of the flesh? And it can so easily become that way. Just simple things like work, you know, it could become a seed of the flesh, and simple things of just general acts, it could be done out of pride, and that could be seeds of the flesh. But just really examining this week in my life, what kind of seeds I'm sowing, because I know that the principle is true, so I know that there is a harvest to be had in due season.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. I also did Devo last night. I did the passage in Mark where Jesus responds to a question, what is the greatest commandment? You've heard me do this before. But so I just talked about that we are to love God with all that we have, every facet that he's created us with. It's supposed to be wholly unified and undivided in a love for God. And how it's easy to focus on outward action and doing right things when it's the motives and the heart behind it that God mm-hmm. really desires us to have. And if our heart's in the right place, those outward actions are just going to be there. They're going to manifest what's on the inside, which is a love for God, should be a love for God. And just that he deserves all. He deserves our
absolutely,
love.
Absolutely.
And yeah. So, yeah, that's what it was. That's what I did it over. Just loving God with all and realizing that there are areas in our lives that we're not giving those to God. And so asking the Lord to point out areas in which we're failing to love him like we should.
Yeah.
And I talked about how a big indicator of that can be what we give our time towards, because what we love, we give our time towards. You know, you make time for the things that you want to make time for. And so if it's not Bible time, then something's taking that time. And so if it's not, I don't know, being in the ministry that you've been placed in, then something's taking that time. So just to evaluate and to really desire to love God with all, and to just ask that the Lord help us live that out. So that's what it was on.
But that's good.
So even this week, friends, love God with all, sow good seeds. My motives. Right heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Narbis, do you have anything to say?
He's always got something to say this week.
Always, every week.
Always this week.
He never says anything spiritual, though.
I've noticed that. I'm noticing that.
Narbis seems to think very secular. I'm noticing that.
Hmm. Come on, Narbis. Okay. Okay, so he went old school on this one.
Like how old?
Let's say ancient.
Like we're talking Egypt?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Not exactly Egypt, but probably. Okay, he says the salt was so valuable in the ancient times that it was used as a currency. Did you know that?
Okay. I didn't
know. I eat so much money. The word salary comes from a Latin word meaning the allowance that Roman soldiers received to buy salt.
Whoa, that is actually super interesting. Imagine how expensive McDonald's fries would be.
Oh my goodness, those are those are $1 billion fries right there. Imagine if people still cooked with money, just like $100 pizzas, $100
copper,
bills.
Copper pizza.
Ugh, ew, pennies on your pizza. Penny pizza.
Forget the pepperonis. Maybe sausage and pennies.
I'll take a sausage and penny pizza, please. Like, that'll be 30 pennies. We're going to use those. Hey, we're going to use that.
Well,
we need you to pay up front.
Not Outback.
Not Outback. Steakhouse. Speaking of steak, Alex, see you later.
Speaking of, see you later. Bye.
Hey, we're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked. In. You guys have a great week. That was a very abstract podcast. Super random. But hey, I hope your week is a little more organized than that.
Yep. Oh, we're overlapping with the song by now for sure.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear it. See ya.
Keep listening again. Every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Talk Day.